There's machlokes rishonim. If the order, if we know the basis of geiris is tefillah, milah et tefillah, and kabbalas mitzvahs. If the order is inverted, what if a person does tefillah first and then does the milah? Does that work? So Ramban is of the opinion that the ger can do the tefillah first and afterwards do the milah. And he brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a woman she's megaya, and she was pregnant during the tefillah, that the tefillah works even for the uber. And afterwards, if it's a boy, they'll do the milah afterwards. The Ramban interprets that you see from there that you can have tefillah and the milah subsequently. And the Ra'od disagrees that over there, when the mother did tefillah, so the uba that was inside her was not shaykh and milah. So it's like in a keva. So the geiris is consummated completely by the tefillah, and the milah is not required. Just after the baby is born, if it's a boy, so you have to be mal him, because he's a yid, he's like every Jewish boy that you have to be mal. The question that they ask on the Ramban, that the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Tzadi Zayin that twins, which were Havas and Shalom B'Kedusha, the Leidos and B'Kedusha, so each one is Chayiv for the Erva of Eishes Ochiv. So you see that these two brothers are related, because if at the time of the later they didn't have Kedusha Yisrael, so there'd be no yichus between them, and they wouldn't be considered achim. So it's mukha from there that even at the time of later, both of them have a din of Yisrael, even though the milah will be done subsequently. So the question is, according to the Ramban, that the milah is part of the Ma'aseh Geiris, and just the Geiris here, the tefillah took place before, and the Ramban holds that tefillah can take place before. So why are they considered achim? So the Rav answered, you see from here, you have to answer that the Ramban also holds that they become geirim b'mei imam. Since at that point, is it an uber, they're not roy for milah. So the ma'aseh geiris is with the tefillah alone. Except the Ramban holds that after they're born, that the milah is not on just mitzvah milah, achnis l'vishol shel avram avinu, like every Jewish boy that's born. But it's part of the mitzvah milah, because part of the mitzvah geiris, not just the hechsher geiris, but part of the mitzvah geiris, is also to do milah. So he's chayav to do the milah for two reasons. One is the mitzvah milah per se, and also part of the mitzvah geiris. And that's part of the kiyum of geiris. Just like there's a chiyav on the ger to bring the korban, even though the korban is part of the mitzvah geiris, is not ma'akev in the chalos geiris. Only as relates that he's also his mechusa kippurim, he can't eat kochim. So it ends up this machlokes from the Ramban and the Ra'or. According to the Ramban, the milah of the ger, if it was horosah shalom b'kedusha, leidos b'kedusha, is a kiyum in the mitzvah geiris, and not just mitzvahs mila, the general mitzvahs mila. And the Ra'or disagrees and thinks, no, that's the din gevis that was complete with the tefillah, just like the gevis of the keva. But it has to do mila, that's just the general mitzvahs mila. And could be this nafkamina between them as it relates to Bezin. According to those who shown who hold that mila sager, not only the tefillah and Kabbalah's mitzvahs requires Bezin, but the mila as well. So according to the Ramban, it's part of the mitzvahs mila, so therefore you would require a Bezdin, according to those who shown him. And according to the Ra'or, you would not, because it's only the general mitzvahs mila. Except we can really clear about this, because we never found that the mitzvah of that you need Bezdin for the Kiyum mitzvah Geiris, only for the Hechsher Geiris. So after all, you don't require Bezdin for the Korban that the Geir brings. But it could be, according to the Ramban, that since the Mila, in the case of Horasa Shalobik Dusha, Ladosa Bikdusha, since the Mila is part of the Mitzvah's Geiris, it would be Ma'akiv him in Achilas Kochim before he did the Mila. Just like if he didn't bring a Korban, he's a Ma'ukav from eating Kochim. And even though independent of this, it would be also for him to eat kachim because he would be an Oral, and Oral is also to eat kachim, to eat Truma. But it could be an Afkamina filled with the gear was Nolad Mohol. So even though he was Nolad Mohol, but part of the Geras, he would still require Hatafis Dambris. Because the Rambam Shita is in the Rambam Perek Zayin from Hilchos Trumas Halachit Aleph is that even though a nolad mohol, there's still a chiyuv lahatif memenu dam bris. However, it's not ma'akiv for eating a truma, but in this case of the ger, since it's part of the kiyum mitzvahs geiris, so that would be ma'akiv in eating truma and kochim.